brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Deep behind enemy lines, live from the InfoWars studios, it's Jack Blood with you today, sitting in for Alex Jones. Alex will be back near the end of the week. I'm not sure, you might get a few replays, might be back Monday. No reason not to listen to this program every day, as it's good to reinforce information. That's what we're trying to do today with Eric Huffschmidt talking about 9/11. And it's funny, Eric, I have you on today, and the debunkers called yesterday. The debunkers didn't call when you were on today.
They missed it.
Well, there you go. Because you could make a serious argument. I think I did a pretty good job. I mean, I raised a few issues, and of course, the conversation kept moving to the next thing. There were never any real confrontations on the issues that I brought up. But again, the debunkers call yesterday, and now we have Eric Huffschmidt today, an expert on 9/11, and there's no sign of him.
Well, it's probably just as well. They just waste your time. See, what people have to realize is they are going to try to cover this up, and they're going to try to distract you with the silly issues, like where are the wingtips that hit from the airplanes that hit the towers? People have to, you know, remember, don't get caught up in this, because every day you waste, it's another day that's gone by. And another, look at all the terrorist attacks we've had since 9/11. Train bombings, bus bombings. Then you have that mysterious Katrina levee destruction. I mean, there's nothing, so far there's nothing stopping them. And in the meanwhile, the economy is getting worse. The fighting is increasing everywhere in the country.
No.
It's getting worse. It's not getting better. And see, we're not going to help it if people get caught up on these little details like, well,
right,
where did the planes go if they didn't hit the Pentagon? Yeah, who cares?
You know, that's all well and good. And I just want to clarify, I don't think you're saying that, you know, people shouldn't publish this type of information. People shouldn't investigate this type of information. I think what you're, because again, that would be more gatekeeping. What you're saying, Eric, is if you want to make the most salient argument related to 9/11, here's how you're going to do it.
When you're spreading the information, you want to stick with the important points and don't get caught up. Now, if you want to, in your own time, you know, with your friends that already know about this, once people know about this, then it's fine to discuss the details.
And it's okay to investigate even the most wildest theory, because, again, a lot of theories were considered wild until they were proven to be correct. So
yeah. It's
not a bad idea to investigate, you know, some outlandish theory related to 9/11 or any other scandal, but certainly you want to use the best information you have. It's kind of like almost a sales technique. You want to use the stuff that you know is going to work, and not the stuff that you think is going to work, and you actually want to let your prospect do most of the talking. That's another trick of the trade I'll pass along to you. I want to talk with you, Eric, about, you know, the core columns, the actual schematical designs that you published in your book, Painful Questions. Let's go back to the calls. We're making these people wait quite a while, and I want to make sure everybody gets on. And Johnny from British Columbia, there's another reference there to Babylon and Queen Semiramis in Vancouver, British Columbia. But Johnny, thank you for holding so long. You're on the air.
Hey there.
Hey.
I just want to get off the 9/11 thing just for a second. Yesterday or last night, Canada took one step closer to what we call the New World Order. I'm not sure if you guys are aware that
I talked about it earlier in the show today, that you've got a new, quote-unquote, conservative government now.
Well, kind of like yours, right? I mean, Paul Martin is a member of Bilderberg Group. Harper is a member of the Bilderberg Group. And our ambassador to the United States, Frank McKenna, is also a member as of 2005. He is going to take probably the leadership of the liberals, who probably will get into the prime minister's position down the road.
So as cozy as Paul Martin was with George W. Bush, I mean, they didn't send people to Iraq. I guess that's one of the things they put their foot down on.
Just WWF.
You feel that this is a closer move now, that they're moving even closer in Canada to the New World Order?
Well, Paul Martin, I'll
keep you after this commercial. You waited a long time, Johnny. I'll let you finish your point, and then we're going to get into Tom and Andy and Ruben and others holding. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show, Genesis Communications Radio Network, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. We'll be right back after this.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at Infowars.com or Infowars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America today. In 25% of the cases, the first sign is sudden death. Cartavite has been helping people live as long as God intended us. Made from seven herbs, Cartavite is the purest form of oral chelation available today. Here's what one person has to say.
I was feeling chest pain from time to time, shortness of breath. I don't have the tightness on my chest, and I don't have the shortness of breath no more. I tried all kinds of junk. It didn't do. The only thing that worked was your Cardiovite.
If you believe Cardiovite was made for you, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Cartavite is an all-natural supplement, so call today, 1-877-928-8822.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Jack Blood sitting in for Alex Jones, Eric Huffschmidt with us today. I think it's important, you know, everything seems to hinge on 9/11 in our society today, not just here in this country, but all over the world. So it's really important to constantly revisit this, to keep this in the forefront of the information war. I'm sure you'd agree with that, Eric.
Oh, yeah. They're using this. It's like, see, the guy was saying Canada's being manipulated. They're taking over Canada, America, Europe, New Zealand, Australia. This is a 9/11 is not just an isolated
right.
incident. And
China and Russia came out a couple of months ago, say they want a new world order that's focused around the United Nations. I mean, just when you think they're a viable enemy, they seem to join the cause.
Well, yeah. See, this is why I say I have to emphasize this. You look at what Benjamin Friedman says and Myron Fagan, they are manipulating all over the place. This is a big network, and people keep getting distracted by thinking, oh, it's just 9/11, it's just us. Some people in other countries think, oh, it's 9/11, it's America. Well, it's not us.
Yeah, it's
but
empire.
It isn't just America. It's the banking groups, the media. Who controls the media? And you mentioned the stocks. Remember the Enron and the stocks of 9/11?
There. Right.
I mean, you look at this. Here are people investing in the stocks of American Airlines, United Airlines, and so on, making money just prior, in the few business days prior to 9/11, In several countries said, well, we're going to investigate America, Japan, Europe. Where is the investigation? They got squashed in all of these nations.
You're talking about the insider trading or
yes.
put options, as they call it. I want to go back to that, but let's let Johnny finish up. He's held a long time. He wanted to make a point. Johnny in Vancouver, you're on. You're back on the Alex Jones program.
Yeah, I basically think that Martin did
did half of the dismantling of Canada, and this guy's going to do the rest.
Well, and that's the same thing here with Clinton and Bush.
Exactly.
Or Bush, Clinton, Bush, Clinton.
Just this time, the good guys, according to this country, have made themselves look bad, so now we've been forced to choose the bad guys. Out of desperation.
I mean, isn't it a major problem? You can comment on this as well, Johnny, but Eric, isn't it a major problem when we look back at the... I mean, we can go back with George Herbert Walker Bush for quite a way. Some even say to the Bay of Pigs and the Kennedy assassination, but we can definitely look at the Reagan administration and say that was an administration controlled by George Herbert Walker Bush, a skull and bones member, a globalist, pledges his allegiance to the United Nations. Then we've got the Clinton administration, which many people can make, I think, a pretty good argument was also controlled by Bush, former Bush business partner, which is why we see today Barbara Bush coming out and saying that Bill Clinton is her son. Okay, and then we've got the 8 years of George W. Bush, and then, well, magically, there's a good possibility here we could have 8 years of Hillary Clinton. Again, Clintons and Bushes and Clintons, as the song goes. When you have this much power for this long, you're going to build quite a base.
Yeah, and they've been a while. If you look at who killed Kennedy, they're even involved in that. I mean, this is what I mean. It goes back, and it goes back even generations before these people were born. It's like a big network, and they might bring new people in. Some people might drop out, but it's big, and we got to realize they have control of America. Canada, they're getting Canada, Australia. And we don't want to lose sight of this and start thinking that it's just a couple, one nation or maybe it's only Bush.
Johnny understands this. How many of your fellow Canadians seem to understand it, Johnny? I talk to a lot of people up there, and they seem to really know what's going on, like you.
A majority, but the thing is there's a lot of people that are still in the dark, and they still are in the false left-right paradigm that believe that my side's better than your side, and they'll probably will never wake up because that's just the way our society is, right?
Yeah.
I have one thing on the 9/11.
Go for it.
I believe that Daryl Bradford Smith is 100% correct on his whole justification of why 9/11 happened and who caused it. I know a lot of people don't have the balls to actually say it out loud.
It is the Zionist, right?
It's not. See, here's again, I was on a couple tiny little radio stations, and after I was on, the people were basically threatened with their job if they put me on again. And at one of the stations, he was even told they can't talk about Dave Von Kleist or his In Plain Sight video. What people have to start doing is standing up to this, because like you said, they're afraid to talk. But if any one of the stations that carry shows like this drop it, people should be outraged. They should be getting names of who dropped it. Because they're dropping it for a reason. They're dropping it because they are trying to suppress this information, and people have to stand up to this.
Well, let me ask Johnny a question. I want to go to these other calls, but he brought up an interesting point. So basically, let me put it out on the table for you, Johnny. Yeah. I don't think the Zionists are behind everything, so I have no balls. Is that exactly
not at all, not at all. Mm-hmm. But the thing is...
They are a useful tool, and they're certainly part of the overall scheme, but I mean, I'm having a hard time... believing that if I don't talk about and pin everything to the Zionists, that I somehow am emasculated.
No, the thing, what I'm saying is, and I include myself in there too, because I don't have the balls to say this out in public, because you will be persecuted, and very fast. But the thing is, the Zionists do have control. Now, who controls the Zionists? I believe, personally, that the control comes from higher up. You want to call it the Illuminati, you want to call it the Vatican, who knows? But the Zionists are very powerful in one corner, and then you've got the Vatican, who's just as powerful in another corner. Now, is the Vatican controlling the Zionists, or is the Zionist controlling the Vatican? Nobody really knows. But there are different branches of the New World Order, the Illuminati, that are doing stuff. And at this moment, you can see in media, in television, that Zionists are very powerful. In religion, it's the Vatican that's most powerful. They have the most influence throughout the world. So, then there's the Freemasons. You don't know who is really
I just happen to believe that the light bearers, these Luciferians and these secret societies are actually above Zionism and potentially even above the Catholic Church at this point. I mean, they are running the Catholic Church. It has been absorbed. So when you make these definitions, the problem is, there are multiple definitions. This is an Orwellian age that we live in. And I think it's another trap. Quite personally, I believe that. Now, am I too scared to talk about Zionism, or am I too scared to talk about the Catholic Church? If you listen to my show on a regular basis, you'll see that I'm not, and I've certainly been persecuted, attacked violently for talking about things that such as chemtrails, for instance. So there are a number of things. When I talked about the Nick Berg beheading being an inside job, I got seriously threatened. So it's not through fear, it's just that we don't believe it.
Let me clarify.
If you just don't believe it, that's all.
My comment wasn't directed towards you or anybody on this radio station. It's directed towards people I encounter in my daily life.
Right.
That the minute they hear that, they go, oh, well, you know, the minute you bring in a Jewish conspiracy of any type, even if you mention their name,
you're anti-Semitic.
You become basically a Nazi. And the thing is, it's funny that you talk about 100,000 Jewish children being killed and you're considered a Nazi.
Yeah.
The people who did it aren't.
Thanks for the call, Johnny. I appreciate it. I hope we gave you enough time for waiting so long. But, Eric, you understand my point here?
Oh, I know what you're saying. Well, none of it. We're all in the same situation of who's doing it exactly, and we only know certain people. You know, like you said, Bush is in it, but then you also know the people like the media.
Isn't it convenient? Isn't it when the Zionists or the Jews are behind everything? Isn't it convenient when you know you're able to bring that up? Then of course you're discredited immediately. It looks like a design to me to put people of the Jewish persuasion out front, to put people who are avowed Zionists out front as a cover for Presbyterians, Baptists. I mean, we see some pretty strong Christians here.
Oh, yeah.
Or in control of things.
I know you got people like Pat Robertson.
Well,
yeah. See, I know there's a lot of people involved. It's just that the only ones that really you get attacked for is if you mention the.
Let me tell you, Eric. I guarantee you, with the last few minutes of broadcasting we've done on this show, I'm going to get attacked. Okay?
Oh, I know.
I know exactly where to go look. Did you hear what Jack Blood said today? He's probably a Jew covering for the Zionists. Okay, so it works both ways, and it works very nicely for the New World Order. Again, we're fighting each other over something as ridiculous as this, and I do think it's ridiculous. Now we'll take Tom in California, and he'll tell me how small my cojones are. Go ahead, Tom. You're on the air.
Yeah, hey, Jack. No, I was just calling to say I was from the Simon Wiesenthal Center, and we already, anticipated the last call, so...
Nice.
Well, no, I'm glad to get on here and talk to Eric, because Eric, I want to say that you do some of the most, you're everywhere, and you were there from the start, and...
Yeah.
And you're the most disrespected person in the 9/11 truth movement. I've seen so many, like I was there, and I met you once in San Francisco at the 9/11 inquiry there where they wouldn't let you speak.
Oh, right.
And then, I heard that coast to coast, and, I appreciate George Norrie for everything, for letting Alex on and things like that, but I thought that was really, I'm with you on the moon thing. I don't think we've been there. I don't want to...
Yeah, that's a side subject.
Yeah, yeah.
Eric certainly hasn't received the credibility I feel he deserves, but
exactly.
Those of us who have been doing this for many, many years revere Eric Hupschman and his initial work, which was the most comprehensive scientific analysis of what happened on 9/11. I mean,
exactly.
Without this, we couldn't have built the rest of the case that we've been putting together these last few years.
And some of the articles you've written, the ones like the one about if you want to get away with something, investigate yourself. I forget what the
title. If you want to get away with crimes, pretend to be a crime fighter.
Yeah, exactly. Things like that. I mean, just really, you've done a lot of work. I catch you sometimes on, on the French Connection, and I try to, catch you anytime you're on any other programs. And, like I said, really appreciate all your work.
Well, just keep spreading it out. That's all we can do is... That's all we can really do. Just
another good
to get
plug for the French Connection, which, by the way, folks, I believe is on the same time I'm on. And I always tell people, go listen to that show because he does a good job. And I really, I'm very loose. Eric, you've been on my program.
Oh, yeah.
I'm very loose. I'm trying to be a good boy doing the Alex Jones show today. But I get very, very loose. And we're not really a show for, what you call so-called the Patriot movement. We're really a show for just everyday people out there. And Daryl does a great job for people that want to hear Patriot information, and I highly recommend the show. And I don't have any problem with people turning me off and going to listen to Daryl. I think that's a great plug.
Well,
the next guy will plug him, too.
Hey, if I can make another suggestion, get a GCN membership for the archives, man. That's how I can listen to it all.
Okay. Or you can go to our forums where all of our shows are archived. I don't publicize it. That's where I guess fell off the bridge. We're going to come right back. More with Eric Kupfschmidt. This interview is taking a very strange turn. What will happen next? Stay tuned.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Many people have wondered what has happened to the once great United States of America, why the moral decay that has been taking place within it. The United States has been targeted for overthrow for world government. The United Nations has been established to redistribute the wealth of the world away from the United States, Great Britain, and Western Europe. You need to know, as a specific individual citizen of the United States of America, why these things are happening and what you can do about it. We'd like to offer you a one-year absolutely free subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just call today. Our operators are standing by to take your subscription. It's absolutely free.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You don't love me anymore. You used to take such good care of me.
Is that my car talking to me?
Yes. You neglect me, change my oil late most of the time. Use the cheapest gas. I'm getting sick. One of these days, I'm just going to give up.
Wait a minute. I've got 3 more years of payments on you.
If you want me to last forever, you need to add protected engine treatment, protected transmission treatment, and especially protected complete fuel system treatment. Protected's unique synthetic fortifiers treat the metal and the oil to reduce friction like no other.
Okay, I'll add some Protecta, but you'll have to perform.
How about faster acceleration, more horsepower, longer lasting? I'll always be there for you.
So if you want more, treat it right with Protecta by SFR. For a special offer of free shipping, go to www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Eric Kupfschmidt with us today. Painful Questions is his perennial book, an analysis of the September 11th attack. Eric, you've also done a lot of work, and I don't want to know if we want to go here today, but I just want to let people know that you've done a lot of work into this pedophilia rings that have been a part of our government for many, many years.
Oh, I just did a little bit. I got a little video out there summarizing what Kay Griggs did and what Kay Griggs has said. I only looked into a little because it's, you know, when I first heard about it, I was thinking, oh, this got to be exaggerations. This is too wild. But, you know, you look at Senator John DeCamp, you look at what, there's Jimmy Rothstein, there's a, I mean,
the Jeff Gannon incident, of course, is comes to mind.
Who?
The Jeff Gannon, Jeff Gucker incident, yeah.
Yeah, but you see, what's weird is every once in a while you'll see in ordinary newspapers, like CNN or ABC, there'll also be a report about how these sex slaves are being bought and sold.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, and they mention it, but then there's never any follow-ups. And you, it's obviously a very big operation, and there is no way people can be bought and sold like this on this scale without government protection. There's no way.
And it certainly speaks to, you know, bribery. Having something on your fellow politicians, on your fellow Matrix moles or New World Order middle management, as I like to call them. I mean, if you've got dirt on them, if they've been shacking up with, you know, little boys or little girls, you can control them again for the entire amount of their careers. You know, I'm writing a story now, Eric. You'll be the first one I send it to. I'm almost finished with it. It talks about the definition of chicken hawks. And I've never really heard anybody mention this, but, you know, when I came up on the street, chicken hawk, as it is used today, had an entirely different meaning. And what it meant was older men that preyed upon chicken, they were considered little children. So when we say chicken hawks, I want people to understand it has a dual meaning, and I've archived both the meaning and the war records of our leaders today as it pertains to the more recent definition of chicken hawks, and then also gone back through all of the various pedophile sex scandals over the last several decades to, again, connect the two.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the chicken hawk. Now, I always thought of it as you didn't go to war, you just promoted.
I know. And then again, I'm surprised that the earlier definition hasn't come out more in the movement, as we like to call it, because, again, that's the first time I ever heard chicken hawk. That's how I heard it used, was an older gentleman that preys on younger children.
Yeah, but that is apparently a big source of blackmail.
Yeah.
And you know what's interesting? I was just talking to someone today. They were having trouble ordering a book on my site, and she brought up an interesting issue, is that she's got a sister who's a lesbian, and she says her sister has seen some of our White House personnel at the gay bars in Texas. See, one of the things a lot of our government officials don't seem to realize is people see what they're doing. Not everybody, but there are people seeing, and they are talking about them. They're not totally hidden from us. You know, they go out into the same gay bars that some of the other people do. They go out to the same supermarkets.
I've got eyewitnesses putting Karl Rove in some of those bars.
Exactly. And and see, this is the other thing. They don't seem to realize. They think they're being so sneaky. Well, in some cases they are sneaky, but she was even saying, like, Karen Hughes, Scott McClellan, Scooter Libby, they're all involved in this. And people are seeing them. There's eyewitnesses out there.
Getting to a point where nobody gets up to a high position of power unless they have this kind of dirt on them?
That's what it looks like. If you want to get involved, if you want to get promoted in the military, the government, the media, you've got to be somehow controllable. And it seems to extend to Hollywood even, and who knows where else. You know, the whole music industry. This is this criminal network that they are getting so much control. It's like a fungus that's growing, and they're luring people into it. And then as they destroy the economy, think of just Katrina. How many people were just thrown out of work and lost everything they have? Now you can come to them and say, well, you want some money? Hey, just do this for us. They can lure people into it and get more people trapped. You see, this is how they can operate. And the more chaos they create, the more it helps them. They thrive on this chaos. They thrive on the hatred. They thrive on the crime. It helps them. And the only way we're going to be able to stop it is, like, exposing this all and, you know, telling people, you know, we don't have to live this way.
That's right. Well, and also, I mean, look, this is part of farming a new generation of people who go along with the New World Order, who go along with global government, who go along with all this anti-terrorism and the taking of our rights and replacing them with privileges. You know, you get the children. That's why we have No Child Left Behind. When they say No Child Left Behind, folks, they mean it. And we've got to get out there and educate future generations in order to fight this good fight. We'll come right back, and dare we go right back into your calls with Eric Huffschmidt. Alex Jones Show. Stay tuned.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to FilterMag.com. That's FilterMag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
In the past few years, millions of Americans have made the switch to natural products. Herbs, minerals, vitamins, and essential oils are now being recognized as the safest and most effective products in the quest for good health. Introducing Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste. Vitamir has created unique and natural patented formulas that set them apart from any other oral hygiene products. The folks at Vitamir have blended zinc, folic acid, myrrh, and clove oil into gentle but effective products that freshen your breath and fight gum disease. Good health starts in your mouth, and regular use of Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash is a powerful front line of defense against gingivitis, bleeding gums, and folks with braces or dentures will love that clean, fresh, just from the dentist office feeling. And once you've tried Vitamir, you just may find that no other toothpaste or mouthwash will do. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste today. He'll be glad you did, and so will that special someone in your life. Call 877-817-9829 to order Vitamir oral hygiene products today. Try Vitamir and you'll feel that squeaky clean sensation others just talk about.
I think works really well when you're going out to people on the street and you're trying to get them interested in all of the research that you've done. Certainly 9/11 is a precipice. It works very, very well. And I've seen people like Phil Jahan rove around with clipboards full of pictures, and he simply shows people pictures, asks very simple questions, and then gets a response from his, let's call them a prospect. Maybe a stranger on the street that you're trying to relay this information to. And if you're not doing that, you're really not fighting the info war. Okay, you don't want to be preaching to the choir, folks. You want to get out there and get new people and put this information in front of them because they're just dying to see it. And I think one of the best things you can use to do this, to put together your own little slideshow with a few very simple Socrates-type questions for people. Is this book I'm holding in my hand now, Painful Questions, an analysis of the September 11th attack? You can get that by calling 888-253-3139. That's the InfoWars hotline. 888-253-3139. And there is some great full color pictures. There are some great schematical designs that will show you exactly how the World Trade Center towers were built and why they couldn't have been taken down by fires and an airplane. And I really, really insist that you get this book if you haven't gotten it already. You can go to InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. And Eric, if you'd like to give out your website.
Oh, they could just go to hugequestions.com. That's the easiest one to remember. Huge, H-U-G-E, and then questions.com.
I'm looking at a picture now. This is the one when I first got your book a few years ago. This is the one that really stood out to me. The buildings fell because of these massive fires, as we're being told. But yet in the middle of the area where the plane hit the North Tower, picture in your book, full color picture, shows people standing in the hole minutes after the disaster.
Oh, yeah. People are walking around up there. See, that's a sign of, this is, again, when people argue that the towers fell down with fire, you can show them this picture and tell people, look, people are walking around up here. The firemen also made it up to the fire zone of the both towers. If people are walking around, it can't be much hotter than a hot summer day. Therefore, how could those buildings come down? Just because there's a few hot spots, that's not going to bring a building down.
The woman holding on to the actual structure itself, obviously not too hot to hold on to, standing in this giant hole made in the North Tower.
Yeah, it's shocking. But see, that's one of the things, like you mentioned, Phil can go out there with this picture. Phil's got the personality that he can. It's amazing. If you've seen him in action,
it is amazing. He's got about a 99% conversion rate.
Yeah, this is the thing. A lot of people say, well, what can we do? Well, if you got his personality, what you can do is you take a book like that, show people the picture and talk to them. Most people can't do it. I couldn't do it.
I've done it myself, and you're right. You do need to be a little bit of an extrovert to just walk up to a stranger and start trying to convince them that 9/11 was an inside job. I mean, talk about having cojones. Phil has gone to the guard tower guards at the White House. He's gone knocking on the door at the Pentagon and then various embassies doing this exact same thing.
Well, I know. He did this for us in Tampa, Miami, Florida, when Jimmy Walter had that meeting. We had almost nobody in the theater, so fortunately, Phil was out there, and he's like, come on, Phil, get out there into the street and start bringing people in.
He will be unleashed here in Austin, Texas, any day now. I know he's on his way down here. I want to get to the rest of these calls, dare I? Yes, I do dare. But quickly, tell us about the core columns. Did the airplane destroy the core columns? What were the core columns? Give us a good few-minute analysis on that, if you would, Eric.
Well, those core columns were, there's a 47 of them in the center of the building. There's 236 on the outside, but those core columns in the center, 47 of them, they're rectangular. If you were to take a cross section, they're not I-beams or H-beams. They're like boxes. They're rectangles. And they varied in thickness from the bottom of the building to about 4 inches thick to the top, about a quarter of an inch. And they're so massive. You can see that if you have my book on page 23, you can see some of the pictures. 4-inch thick wall. Think of a rectangle, maybe 2 to 3 feet. Big rectangles, walls 4 inches thick. I mean, this is massive. And then it's not just vertical columns. A lot of people think, well, it's just vertical columns like a bunch of toothpicks standing up on edge. Well, every 12 feet there was a floor, and every floor is a mesh of steel beams again, and then...
Right. What I'm getting at here is that the planes would have had to knock out all of the core columns in order to allow the pancake theory to take place.
Well, plus, they would have to knock out... Somehow, all of those core columns would have to break simultaneously for that. What we saw with the North Tower, the top of it just fell down right on top of the floor below it. That means every one of those columns had to break at once. And all of the outside columns also, because even without the inside ones, you still got 236 running around the outside.
And this is why Kevin Ryan from Underwriters United, I think that's the term, they were the providing some of the insurance for the World Trade Center towers, had to come out and actually lose his job, saying it was impossible. These buildings were meant to withstand massive impacts from airplanes. They were built to withstand fire and wind and storms and hurricanes. It is impossible for them to have fallen in the way, shape, and manner that the government has told us that they did.
Yeah, I think it was Underwriters Laboratories. I can't remember either.
Yeah, Underwriters
Laboratories. But you're right. The steel, the winter storms were more severe than this. That's why if you listen to the people who came out of the towers, when they described the airplanes crashing into them, they said, yeah, we felt it sway a little bit. But then they'll say, yeah, winter storms were worse than this in some cases.
You know, and let me just go back to something you said a minute ago, because it just came into my brain. I've got to get this out there. I mean, maybe you don't have a personality to take a book like Painful Questions and make a, you know, cohesive argument and really convince people. But what you can do is get this book, and you could just open up the page and go, you know, Aunt June, what I don't understand, if this fire was so hot, why is a person standing in this giant hole? And you could just play dumb and show people these pictures, and I think you'll really make an impact.
Yeah, that's what some people will also do. It's like, how did they walk around here, or how did they do this? And
yeah,
that's another thing. And then you can also show how it collapsed, you know, all the dust pouring out. Like, where does this come from? And
well, let me tell you, the TSA was so interested in your book, Eric, when I took it to New York with me. It was still in its shrink wrap, I think, and they decided to open it up and read it, to take it out of my luggage and start reading it.
Oh, great.
So they were very interested in what you had to say as well.
Well, as long as they didn't give you the full body cavity search.
Oh, no. I got the 5S search on that tour. I travel without identification, so it's always an adventure whenever I get on an airplane. Let's go to Andy in North Carolina. Andy, thank you for holding. You're on the Alex Jones program.
Hey, great to be here. Order out of chaos, right?
Yes.
Yes. Hey, look, I was just wanting to let you know, Jack, my wife loves it when you sit in for Alex. Because, frankly, as much as she loves him, he scares her.
Well, she must be a hell of a woman, I'll tell you that.
She is. Well, she's very well informed, but when he starts into the, you know, global fascist nightmare police thing, hellhole, you know, it gets to her just a little bit.
I love it. I came up on that, and if it weren't for Alex, I mean, here's what one person can do. Before Alex Jones, I didn't take any of this stuff seriously.
Right.
Alex Jones, you know, came into my life, it changed my life dramatically, and now I've been one person going out and affecting thousands and thousands and thousands of people. So one person can be very, very potent.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Alex came into my life right after I read Dark Majesty by Tex Mar. He's the one that turned me on to all this. It was in like 94, and I read that book, and I was like, oh my God, you know, it really woke me up. But what I was going to say to Eric is, Painful Questions has got to be probably one of the best outlined films and books describing what happened on 9/11. And one of the tools that I use, the two most effective tools that I found, are the PNAC documents, which pretty much just outlines what these evil people were up to.
Yeah, Pearl Harbor, yeah.
Yeah, and then they all get into office, and then they turn their back, and 9/11 happens. I mean, oh, Rumsfeld, I was in the Pentagon, and I don't know what happened. And Bush is down there reading a book story, you know, there's some kids, and just, you know, we just don't know what happened. You know, the whole military failed, but, you know, we're sorry. But
incompetence, right.
Exactly, but the one thing that I found in Painful Questions that really wake people up, and I'm pretty sure I'm citing the right film, is the company that did the cleanup of the World Trade Centers actually specialized in blowing up, demolishing buildings to where they actually, the sizes fit on trucks. Am I right?
Right. That controlled demolition is one of them.
Yeah, and you really should have hammered that on George Norrie. And I hate what happened, because I think what y'all were talking about earlier, you break off to more than you can chew.
Well, they want to support the government theory, you see. That, that radio show, if you look at who controls them, it's Clear Channel. You look at all of our media.
Yeah. Well, I think George was just trying to be, you know, I'm not, I mean, I like George. We listen to him quite a bit. We love Alex. And I think that he was trying to be, you know, objective to get you, because the burden of proof was on you. And
but at the same time, you got to remember that no media outlet, except besides maybe Genesis and a few others, they're not going to talk about this.
No, I agree. No, now I've heard that, and I don't want to be confrontational because I love your work.
Yeah, no, and it's also in the defense of George Norrie. I mean, look, it's not as easy to get on that show with all of its affiliates and, as you say, Clear Channel and Premier syndicators. It's not as easy to put this stuff out there as it might even be for somebody like me.
And that's right. Yeah. If poor Eric was trying to tie in JFK, 9/11, and the moon. I mean, it was too much. It's like, you know, you're sitting here trying to convince somebody about 9/11, and all of a sudden you start throwing in, look, these guys around the country are actually homosexual, pedophile, closeted, you know, devil worshippers. Even though we all know that, it just blows people's minds, because you got to understand, these people listen to Sean Hannity every day.
But let's remember that people don't get to hear this information, even on Coast to Coast. So when Eric is on, no matter how, what kind of a job he does, the information is so potent, it is so important, that there are millions of people out there hearing it going, that makes sense. I got it now.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, that's why I hate it sometimes. If you think you get beat up, Eric, man, y'all are poor David Icke, who the older I get, the more I'm starting to convince. You know, look, I'm a 35-year-old human, and I see what these people do, and I'm starting to believe they're not human either. They very well might be some shape-shifting reptilian blood-sucking. I don't know what they are, but they can't be human. So take a little comfort in that. But anyways, you have great film. I love Painful Deceptions. One thing I was going to say real fast, just let you know that your driver's license has been federalized. I got a ticket in 1990 in Arizona. I went to go renew my license the other day, and they told me because of federal registry, I cannot get my driver's license now. So I'm sitting here in a battle with Arizona DMV.
And they take your driver's license away. I lost mine initially because I didn't renew the tags on my car. I didn't even get a ticket. I wasn't even pulled over. They yanked my. I had a 25-year Arizona license. Okay,
right.
I've been for 25 years, and I'm thinking, because I'm just an ignorant fool at that point, thinking, well, I don't have to go get another license if I don't lose this for 25 years, and I don't, you know, get in any trouble. Well, I didn't get in any trouble. I lost my license, and I'm in a national database in every state in the country.
Wow. Unbelievable.
We're not buying registration tags for the car I didn't drive in Arizona.
But one quick thing, one last thing is definitely when you're talking to neophytes or whatever, definitely pound on the size of the structures in the way they fail. And I think Eric has a really good overhead shot where you see them, and they just look like Legos. And they're all there in the exact same size, and all of a sudden these trucks whisk them away and never to be investigated, because we've already have a pre-drawn conclusion that Osama did it or Oswald did it, and we're going to make the evidence fit that.
Well, we did find that passport that floated down through the burning flames. Which they later, of course, retracted. I love to throw that in. Well, that's a good call, Andy. Thanks. You cheered me up a little bit. I appreciate it. And kiss your wife for me, please. Tell her I'm very appreciative of any listeners I can certainly get. You know, Eric, going back to the calls here real quick, but, of course, the cover-up. In any criminal investigation, the act of the cover-up almost is the best evidence you can use. When you look at the JFK assassination, for instance, I like to tell people about the cover-up. When I talk about 9/11, I like to start with World Trade Center 93, a known FBI sting operation that went wrong through what? Incompetence. And then I move to the cover-up. And when you have a cover-up, obviously somebody's got something to hide.
Oh, yeah. And with the World Trade Center collapse, they really did a cover-up, because immediately they started hauling away all of the rubble. And Fire Engineering magazines is complaining in their magazine to fire departments, this is illegal. You can't take that rubble away. It's got to be investigated.
Well, and I believe I've heard that, you know, they kept some of the rubble to analyze, and they sent out the other pieces of girders and whatnot, and iron and steel went to become ashtrays in China at some slave labor Walmart factory. So, I mean, you keep all the evidence, you spend a lot of money, all the money it takes. I mean, the GD war right now in Iraq alone is costing us, according to Joseph Stiglitz, upwards to $2 to $3 trillion, okay? We could have saved a little money, potentially, if we would have investigated 9/11 and found that Saddam Hussein really didn't do it.
Right, and that war is doing more than just causing, wasting our money. It's wasting our resources, destroying our economy, ruining our reputation around the world.
Absolutely, by design. We are the bad cop, folks. I mean, that's why you listen to a program like this and you think, well, they must be a bunch of liberals. They must hate America. No, we love America, and the people that are currently ruling over America are intent on creating us as the bad cop, and the UN is the good cop. We've been saying that for years. I've got a couple of calls left here to get to. I want everybody to go quick and to be as concise as quick as possible. Ruben in Ohio, you're on the Alex Jones Show with Eric Hufschmidt.
Hey, Eric, your website, erichufschmidt.net, is excellent. There's a picture of a car bomb on there. Jack, I think that's the same car bomb that giant hole that was Harifa Z was assassinated on.
Oh, the one from Lebanon? There was one of them. I might have that one, yeah.
The giant. Giant hole.
They did the Khobar Towers is also like that. It's even bigger at the Khobar Towers. And see, this is, again, they're telling you These are terrorists with car bombs. And look at this. They're excavating swimming pool-sized holes. That's
Sure. And in Iraq, you know, small improvised explosive devices are blowing 70-ton tanks or whatever onto their backs. So, yeah, the math does not add up. Thanks for the call, Ruben. I appreciate you holding. Let's go to Troy in Florida. Troy, you're on the Alex Jones Show.
Hey, how are you today, Jack?
Very good.
Eric?
Hi.
Hey, nice job, Eric, on the new Pearl Harbor. I was at the December 7th show. One question I had is William Rodriguez's story. Is that on any of the 9/11 videos that are
not
out?
Not yet. He's hoping to put something together. See, this is one of the problems. He's had trouble even getting people to that will help him out. But he's hoping to get something eventually.
Yeah. Just remember, William Rodriguez was a hero. Like Richard Jewell, he was a hero in 9/11. He saved people. He was commendated and medaled by President Bush. And he eventually realized that people didn't want to hear what he had to say. He got a little suspicious. And since then, he's been out telling his story. And I think that does need to be documented in the highest fashion, Eric.
Yeah, he's got a very interesting story, but you can see why they don't want him. The way he talks about the explosives and what's going on. And plus, he's also a victim of breathing that demolition debris, which a lot of people don't realize. There are people still dying because that stuff was not dust. It was pulverized windows, fax machines, people, concrete, and his lungs are now much worse.
Highly toxic material, which is still there, by the way, and being covered up by the EPA as we speak.
Yeah, and there are people dying still.
Yeah. Stuart in, thanks for the call again, Troy. Good job. Stuart in New York, I guess you'll be the tail gunner today. Final call on the Alex Jones program. You're on the air with Eric Hopschmidt.
Oh, thank you, Eric. Thank you so much for your book and Jack for having guests like Eric on. My birthday is 9/11, so I take this all very seriously. And being from New York, I lost at least one friend in the towers. Two questions really quick. Number one, there's going to come a point in time, I refer to it as critical mass, when even the media can no longer ignore the truth of this. And I was wondering how far you feel we are away from that. And number two, regarding the Zionist issue, I would think that they would be the last people would want to be totally involved with this because somebody looking at it would see that they would be the ones likely to benefit from it.
They're on the edge, but of course they were involved. What capacity, I guess, is something that we need to analyze. We'll come right back, answer Stuart's questions, and final segment on the Alex Jones Show program today. Eric Hopschmidt with us. Jack Blood with you. Stay tuned.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law, 1-888-253-3139, or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Renegades, Renegade Broadcasting, Renegade listeners, Renegade guests, you're in the right place, folks. And it doesn't take everybody to make the move. Only a very small ragtag band has initially declared independence for this country against King George the First. It was all it really took. You know, some might dispute that, but that's what I happen to believe in. Eric Stewart in New York asked about, when is this going to hit critical mass? Do you have an answer to that question?
No, I actually don't.
Are we in critical mass now, or do we have a ways to go?
Well, it looks like we have a ways to go still. It is moving, though. If you look at it, it's moving. Exactly when something will break, I don't know.
When you see people of London, for instance, you know, backing off, you know, they had the 7/7 bombings there, you'd think that they were going to institute all kinds of draconian legislation, and the people have said no. It seems to me that at least the environment here in this country says that the people are standing up against some of these more draconian measures of legislation, which centralizes government and brings us that new world order. I mean, had we already reached critical mass, or does something bad have to happen again to take us all the way there?
I don't know. It does seem to me that we're not there yet, and it does look like something, it's going to have to get worse, because I don't see enough people. They're still ignoring it. You know, the average person still has a TV and a job. They are still ignoring it, and I think it might have to get a little worse still.
No doubt in my mind, also another question by Stuart, no doubt in my mind that the Mossad was involved in 9/11. To what capacity, I don't know. I tend to think they were more plumbers than anything else. But can you see the day when this all comes out and Bush and Cheney are off the hook and they act very surprised that Israel would have done this to us?
Well, yeah. See, you know, you bring up a good point. You can see a lot of people are involved. Mossad, there's Christians, there's probably atheists, may even be Muslims. Exactly what role everyone played, exactly who's the boss.
Who do we pin it on? Let's pin it on somebody before we end the show today.
Well, it's hard to pin it on it. You can only say certain things. You can say them, for example,
Cheney and Rumsfeld certainly knew.
Right, they knew it. And then you can say the media executives, the Newhouses and the Viacoms and the NBCs. Like, you know, there's a whole bunch of these
things. Roger Ailes and Rupert Murdoch.
Right, you can say all of these people are somehow involved in the cover-up. You can say Dov Zakheim was probably involved in the missing trillions from the Pentagon, and who knows what other role he played in. And you can see a lot of these people are Silverstein, Pataki, Rudy Giuliani. You know, they're not all Jewish. They're not all Americans. You know, but you can see. We don't know exactly what role they all played, but we can get a lot of people.
I love Webster Tarpley's take on this, and his great book about 9/11 is a must-have as well. And he lays it all out as that, you know, look, I don't want to just say it's a shadow government, it's an invisible government. Here are the key players that coordinate world government, and the George Bushes of the world, the Dick Cheneys of the world, the Ariel Sharons of the world, the Tony Blairs of the world can't make a move without authorization and planning from upstairs.
Yeah, it's just that upstairs. Who's the upstairs? The Rothschilds might be involved at the top level.
Windsors, Rothschilds, Rockefellers,
Habsburgs. Oh, that's
Habsburgs.
Right, Kissingers, too. You see, you got a lot of them. And see, what causes trouble is a lot of those people at the top are calling themselves Jewish, and then that's when you get this anti-Semitism charge thrown
still
at you.
Still moving hard to the end, and we've run out of time, Eric. We could easily do another 4 hours with you. It's been a real honor and a privilege to have you on. Painful Questions is the book everybody should get. I'll be right back in a few minutes with Brigadier General Janice Karpinski, who ran Abu Ghraib prison. She'll be live with us in about a half an hour on Deadline Live, my program. I'll be back tomorrow with Paul Joseph Watson on The Alex Jones Show. Now get out there and go fight the New World Order.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.